Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Dalet. Megillah Daf Dalet, and this is one of the most jam-packed dafim in all of the Masechta. So, you know, many famous points made on the daf. Rabbi Shua ben Levi tells us this is one of the three mitzvos of Afhin Hayub Oso Hanes, that women are obligated. It tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakein, learning each day. Each yantif bin yono shel yom, we have Rabbi Shua ben Levi that there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah twice, and night and by day. So there's much to discuss. And on the end of the daf, on Dalet Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom, we have Gzeira Derabbah. Gzeira Derabbah, what happens when Purim falls out on Shabbos? Bizman Hazeh, only Shushan Purim can fall out on Shabbos. So we're going to talk about two of the issues relating to a fascinating question, but two parts of the daf will come up. And that is, when Chazal enacted a certain reading, we can ask this question a number of ways. I'll ask it one way that the Achronim ask it. What happens if Mazel Tov, there's a boy whose birthday is Tesvav Adar, right? Shushan Purim. And he lives in Yerushalayim. And his bar mitzvah is Shushan Purim on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Let's say that occurs somehow. So the issue is, well, everybody else in Yerushalayim is laying the Megillah earlier, right? They don't lay it on Shabbos. They lay it on Friday with the rest of the world because you can't lay it on because of Gzeira Derabbah. So the Achronim discuss, is the boy Yotze? Well, what else are you going to do? What is he going to do? He heard it on Friday, but on Friday he was a Katan. And today he's a Gadol. So maybe he wasn't Yotze, and therefore what? But it's Shabbos. Is there any flexibility to lane on Shabbos if you're the only one that has the chiyuv? Let's see where this goes. This question is related to the other questions that many of Bar Mitzvah Drasha had this as a topic. Anybody who gets Bar Mitzvah between Pesach and Shavuos often talks about this topic, about a Kaddash and a Skad, Lo B'Yemeah Sfira, right? What happens? All the different day is there. Well, it depends. If you counted, great. If not, not. That's what we paskin. But others say, even if you didn't count, you can start counting, because it's not like you missed. Or others say, even if he did count, he can continue counting, because it's Kilo, he didn't count, because he was a Katan. So you have every Shita out there regarding Yemeah Sfira. But this is also asked on this fascinating question, and that is, he becomes Bar Mitzvah on Shushan Purim in Yerushalayim. But he laid yesterday. So, A, it has to do with what's the status of a Katan's Mitzvos. Number two, it has to do with the Sugya of when Chazal enacted a certain day to lane, and then they moved it. So, what's the real Purim? What's the real day of Chiyuv? Right, we've been speaking about the past couple of days, Yom HaKnisa. Chazal enacted that the Kfarim are allowed to lane it a couple of days earlier. So, is there Chiyuv those days? Well, when Anshei Knesset HaGedola enacted this, they also had built into the system this flexibility. So, is the real Chiyuv to lane it on Purim, but it's pushed off, or is the real Chiyuv to lane it earlier? Nafkimina of Tashlumin. We learned yesterday's daf already that even if, yesterday's at the end of today's daf, going over to tomorrow's, that even if you laid it earlier, the mitzvah hayom, besides Matanos Levyonim, is on Purim, right? Not the earlier days. That's the top of Haman Aleph. Eino Heges Elam Bismana. So how do we look at days that were pushed off? And number three, how do you understand Gzeira Derabbah? The Gzeira of not laning on Purim, which the Gemara says here, again, on Dalet Amud Beis, one of the three places where it comes up, Akol Chayev Mikriyas Megillah, Ve'enakol Bakiyah Bikri Megillah. Everyone's chayev to read the Megillah, but not everyone is an expert. Gzeira, Shem Yitzlana Biyado V'yelech Etzol Baki, Lilmod, you'll go to a Baki, V'yavirena Dalet Amud Beis, Arabim. Find a time with the Shofar, find a time with the Lulav. So we'll have to try to understand what is the lumdus of that din. So let's go little by little to see if we can discuss some of these issues. Number one, our Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, that there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah twice. Chayav Adam Likros is a Megillah Balayla V'Lashanosa Bayom. Right, unusual, right, in the world of mitzvos. How many times do you have to shake a lulav? For a minute, for a second. Right, mida agbe nafakbe, the Gemara says. Right, most mitzvahs, you have to do a certain minimum, you know, lulav. Shofar, okay, it says the word shofar, it says the word shrua three times in the Torah. That's why you have to hear it three times. But Megillah, you know, it says in the Megillah, you have to be, these days have to be Nizkar and Benassim, and we understand that to mean twice. Rav Shimon Levi understands that to mean twice. According to Rov Rishonim, the daytime reading is the more authoritative, the more important reading in terms of halachic value. Meaning, let's say somebody has a choice to hear one or the other, and he could choose. So it could be that the daytime reading has more value, even though the nighttime reading obviously comes first. But this is what's reflected in the halacha of the Ashkenazim, right? Not the Rambam, but the Tosfos and the Rashba both say that we repeat a Shechianu by the daytime reading of the Megillah. Not only because we want to have the mitzvahs hayom included in the Shechianu, as usually the Gabbai announces, have in mind all the other mitzvahs, but even without that, just the Megillah itself. This is the Ikkar reading, and therefore you say a Shechianu. Tosfos says here in Dibur Maaskal Chayiv, Chayiv Adam Likros Es HaMegillah Balayla V'Hoshosu V'Yom Omeri Afal Gav D'Mavarech Zman Balayla. Even though you say a Shechianu at night, Chozer Mavarech Oso V'Yom, you repeat the Shechianu by day, which is very unusual, right? We don't repeat a Shechianu by any other mitzvah. You say Shechianu the first time, and here we repeat it. Why? The Iker Persume Nisa Havi Bekriya Diyamama. The Iker Persume Nisa is by the Kriya by day. The Kranami Mashmakin. The pasuk also sounds that way. Dichsiv V'Layla V'Lodum. We had the two psukim that are quoted here in the Gemara for Reb Shimon Levi. Dichsiv V'Layla V'Lodum Yali. Klomar Avagav Shakori by Yom Chayav Lekos B'Layla V'Ya Iker Havi Biyamama. The Iker is by day, Kivan, Shizkira, Kasev, Tchila. Because the Pasuk mentioned it first, Vakam, Iker, Asuda, Bibab. And so to the Iker, Asuda is during the day. And Tosfos is assuming that there's a connection between the Suda and Mikra Megillah. What does the Suda have to do with Mikra Megillah? The Iker, Asuda is by Yom. Okay, what does that have to do with Megillah? Tosfos assumes there's a connection between the Mitzvahs Hayom. Kedam Alakama, like the Gemara says later on, Adav Zayin, Dim Achla, Balailo, Yasi, Dechovaso. Vachanay, Mashmi, the Sivnis Karmanasim, Vishkish, Zachira, La'asia. Ma Iker Asiya Biyamama Av Zechira Ke. We compare the Mitzvah Sayom to Megillah. That's what Tosfos says, and that's what the Rashba says here also, that the Iker Suda is, but the Iker Megillah is by day. That's why also he mentions that the Gemara, the Mishnah, when the Mishnah talks about Megillah, it emphasizes the daytime reading. We'll see who has another interpretation about the Shem in a minute. But if you look at the Mishnah later on, the Mishnah on Daf Chaf, the Mishnah says, Kol Hayom, all mitzvahs Hayom can be done the whole day. Or mitzvahs Halayla can be done the whole night. So what are examples of the mitzvahs Hayom? Megillah, first one. Kriyas HaMegillah, Kriyas Halal, Tekiyah Shofar, Netilas Lulav, Netilas Musafin, Mishnah on Daf Chaf Mabez. So the Rashba says, you see, it's put into the, as an example of mitzvahs Hayom, and not mitzvahs Badai, because that's the Ikkar reading. That's the Ikkar reading. Okay, let's go a little deeper, though. What does it mean it's the Ikkar reading? And we'll see how this plays out in what we're going to talk about. There's a Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, 1800s, who has a tremendous chiddush that the other Achronim argue on. He says, maybe not only is the daytime reading the Ikkar Chiyuv, but originally that was the only Kriya. If you look in the Megillah, and it's an amazing Ha'ara. If you look in the Mishnayos, Megillah is not mentioned, right? What the Rashba say? It's mentioned as a daytime mitzvah because that's the Iker. You know what the Rabbi Shlomo Mivilna says? It didn't exist in the days of the Mishnah. In the days of the Mishnah, from all the way from the time of Mordechai and Esther, all the way until the time of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they only laid the Megillah by day. The nighttime reading was an additional later Hosafa of Chazal. That's unbelievable. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. I'm saying that's what the Binyan Shlomo says. Vonir Ali, Simin Nun Ches in the Chuvis. Delefi Ani Es Daiti, Debizmana Mishnah Adayin Lohaya Takana Likros and Megillah Gambalayla. Tabe Megillah Lohuska Rak Yamim. Varak Bimei Reb Shua Ben Levi, Megillah Daf Dalid, Hiskinu. It sounds that way from our Lashon. Oh, Reb Shua Ben Levi, you have to lay the Megillah twice. Really? What's his Chiddush? We've always done that. No, he's Bechadish, that says the Binyan Shlomo. His Kiddush Yikar and Gamalayla, Visamchu Akra, and they were so Michin on a Pasik. Viteda Shalahuska Bishum Duchta Bishnah, Kriyas Megillah Shalayla. Right, it's only by Yom, as the Mishnah that we just read in Daf Chaf. Vade Loriska Bizana Mishnah Balayla. Rav Sip Pesach Frank finds this very hard to believe. Shuvis Har Tzvi Simin Kuf Chaf, Dover Zeh Kasha La Omro. Very difficult to say that in the days of Mordechai the Esther, Beshushan Abira, V'chol Yimei Bayesheni, at Acharei Avur Tkufas HaTanoim, 600 years, Lohaya Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, V'chi Efshar Adavar Shebizbat Shaisi Yerushalayim Bebinyon, Avisov HaMadam, L'matzotam L'taki Takana Zu. They couldn't figure out this Takana earlier. It was only Rav Shimon Levi came up with his Lamdas. Rag Acharei Zman Rav Me'achurban V'rov Yisrael Yatsu Bagola Oz Razu LaHosev Alikos Megillah Balayla. Why didn't the earlier generation say it? So I can't accept that. Can't accept that. The fact that it wasn't there. Okay, but either way, it just shows you in an extreme way how different the Kriya Bayom and the Kriya Balayla is. One other source that relates this, and that is the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda had a tshuva in Archive Kamas Ibn Mem Aleph. This was the case. I guess in Prague, it was a very cloudy year. And it worked out that Rosh Chodesh Adar was on Erev. The molad of Rosh Chodesh was on Erev Rosh Chodesh. And if you do the math and you do the constellations, the last night to be Mekadesh the Levana was the night of Purim. Was Yud Dalet. It was cloudy every single day of that year until Purim. In the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah, the moon comes out. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, what do you do? You're in the middle of laying the Megillah. But you can lay the Megillah in half an hour from now. But the moon is out now. Kiddush Levana. What do? You're in the middle of the Megillah. You made the brachas before. So he says, what do you do? So he says, well, maybe it's a machlokas. Bala Itur and the tour, the Beis Yosef about Hefsek. It's a Hefsek issue. Whether there's a bracha at the end of the Megillah, is that a real bracha? Right, we make a bracha at the end of the Megillah. Haravis Rivenu, is that a real bracha or not? Is Talian Minog, so maybe there's not really a Hefsek. In the middle of a bracha, you can't be mafsik, right? In the middle of Halal, you make a bracha before and after, right? But in the middle of maybe he goes down that path first. And then he says, well, maybe it depends if it was just a few people or the whole tzibur. If it was a few people, then for sure you don't stop reading the Megillah for a few people. But if it was the whole tzibur, so then maybe you stop, you go out, and you come back. But then he says towards the end, what about tadir v'sheino tadir? Kiddush Levana is tadir, right? 12 times a year. Megillah is only twice. But he says, that only works. Well, let's just read that. First, he quotes the idea of the tzibur. She'im kol tzibur lo kidshu yafsiku kulam v'yakashu alavana v'yachar kach yigmru kriyas ha-megillah. If the whole tzibur didn't do it, then stop, and you didn't lose the pursuing nisa because you get to finish it afterwards, and you don't have a choice. The same Hashem that told you to, the same Rabbanan that told you to do kriyas ha-megillah told you to do kiddush levana. Amnam im yachid lo kiddush alavana v'hu kriyas ha-megillah bat tzibur, so then they shouldn't stop for him, but. What if they didn't start? They're about to start and they looked outside and they peeked outside. So what do you do first? So Tadav Sheino Tadir on the one hand. So you should do Kiddush Levana first. But on the other hand, he says maybe you shouldn't do that because that's only where mitzvahs are equal. Tadav Sheino Tadir, Tadir Kodem. But what if the non-Tadir mitzvah is inherently more valuable and more, you know, serious, a different level than maybe the other, the non-Tadir wins. And here, Kriyas HaMegillah is mentioned in the Psukim. And that's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's a strong Din D'Rabbanan. So maybe Megillah goes first over Kiddush Levana. And if the moon disappears, okay, what can you do? Right, your Ones. Maybe Kiddush Levana, maybe the Megillah should go first because it's mentioned in the Psukim. But then he says his Yesod. What's mentioned in the Psukim? Only the daytime reading. So the daytime, and this is what many Achronim assume after, since the Noda Bihuda over the past 200 years, the daytime reading is what we call Divrei Kabbalah. That's a Din D'Rabbanan. The nighttime reading is a pure Din D'Rabbanan, not based on the Psukim. You don't have to go as far as to say that, like the Binyan Shlomo, that it's that it was Mesukan later, but it's not in the Psukim. Nir lani es daiti, tekriyas ha-layla lav mitzvah sa-sei de-divrei kabbalah ra-kriyas ha-yom, te-begillah yomim niskar v'nasim k'sev v'lo lelos. And therefore, he says, this is a drabanan, so it would be two equal tadir v'sheino tadirs, and therefore, if you didn't start the Megillah yet, go do Kiddush Levana, because tadir v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. That's what he says. And there are nafkaminas, whether divrei kabbalah or divrei or din drabanan. We're going to get to one of them, but another one just to mention is, could a bar mitzvah boy lay in the Megillah? Could a bar mitzvah boy lay in the Megillah? So we know there's something called another din of rabba, chazaka de rabba. Today's daf is gzeira de rabba. Chazaka de rabba is, we generally know that for a child to be a gadol, he has to have two elements, two ingredients to be a gadol. Number one, years. He has to be 13 years old. And number two, he has physical maturity. He has to have two pubic hairs. Right? Shanim v'simanim. So bizman hazeh, we don't check. We don't check for Cyrus. We don't check. We assume that there are. We assume that there are. Right? That's called a chazaka derabba. That chazaka is good enough for dinim derabbanan, not for dinim deraisa. And therefore, a bar mitzvah boy can lay in his bar mitzvah parasha, because kriyas haTorah is a mitzvah derabbanan. Right, that's okay. A bar mitzvah boy can take part in a zimun. A bar mitzvah boy can take part in minyan. That's all din d'rabbanan. A bar mitzvah boy can't blow shofar for the tzibur. That's on day one. That's a din d'araisa. A bar mitzvah boy can't lay in parsha zohar, right? Because that's even if he lays the whole parsha, because that's a din d'araisa. I was once sitting next to a rabbi many years ago at a wedding, and this came up, and he says to me, "Oh, our minhag is to check. Send him to a pediatrician." I said, "Really?" But then, if he doesn't have, then he can't even lay in his bar mitzvah parsha. Because then you don't have no longer a chazaka. The minhag is not to check. The minhag is not to check, but that is the day. So, but this could be a nafka mina, because Dibrei Kabbalah have the status of a daraisa. So some posts can say the bar mitzvah boy can lay in the Megillah at night, but not by day. Because by night, even though at night is the more exciting one in shul, that's where all the kids, but that's a nafka mina. Okay, that's all section one of our shir. Section two. When we're mocked in the reading, let's say, back to the Katan case, Shushan Purim on Shabbos, so everybody lays on Friday. So when's the real date of that chiyuv? When is the boy mechuyuv to read? If he's really mechuyuv to read on Shabbos, and we just pushed it off to Friday, so then you have a question. What should he do on Shabbos? But if we say, when it's pushed up, the real day is Friday, then he fulfilled his full chiyuv. The chiyuv was Friday, and he fulfilled his chiyuv on Friday as a katan, so that's it. There's nothing to do on Shabbos. Shabbos, there's no chiyuv to lay the Megillah. So how do you understand it? So the Turi Evan says, right here, it's the Shagas Aryeh, it's based on the two reasons given here in the Gemara. We only read one of them. Why don't you lay the Megillah on Shabbos? So number one is Zira Darabah. But then number two is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, because the poor people hear the Megillah, they say, "Ah, oh, I'm getting a lot of tzedakah today. Matanas Lev Yonim." So, if you're going to lay the Megillah on Shabbos, they're going to be depressed. They're going to be confused. Where's the tzedakah? Right? So you can't do that to the aniyim. Unbelievable. And that's why it goes on weekday. So says the Turi Evan, according to the second reason of Yosef, the original Asi Knesh Zagadola said that you have to lay the Megillah on Friday because the aniyim are going to be upset. So the original Asi Knesh Zagadola made that rule, and therefore you can say the Ikar reading is Friday. And therefore, the Katan does not read on Shabbos. But if the reason is later on Rabbah, Rabbah's an Amora. So before Rabbah, Mistama, they used to lay on Shabbos, says the Turi Evan. Later on, Rabbah realized that people are getting on a lower level and they're getting confused, and therefore, you can't lay on Shabbos anymore. So according to Rabbah, I would say, says the Turi Evan, the Ikar reading, the Ikar Chiyuv is on Shabbos. It was bumped up to Friday because, you know, what could we do? So that's why, according to that case, maybe there's something to talk about with the katan laning on Shabbos. A big nafkamina, the Turi Evan says. What happens in that case? Let's say Shushan Purim's on Friday, on Shabbos. And then everybody lanes on Friday. So he says, a Ben Yerushalayim should not lane for a Ben Prazi. Why? Because the Ben Yerushalayim, according to Rabbah, he doesn't have a chiyuv today, really. The chiyuv is really tomorrow. So he's really, he does it today because there's no choice, but he's a secondary chiyuv. So he says, you should be careful of that. A Ben Yerushalayim should, even though everybody's laning today, a Ben Yerushalayim's chiyuv might be tomorrow. Right? It's a suffix of Yosef Rabbah, and therefore, he would say to be careful in that regard. So now we get to the story of a katan. What about a katan? So you might say, well, nobody's laning on Shabbos. So there are some achronim that are quoted. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld and Maharal Diskin are quoted as saying, well, maybe in this case, let's say according to Rabbah, who we paskin like? We paskin the Gzira de Rabbah. So the real chiyuv is Shabbos. And you're going to bump it up till Friday. So you might say the Shabbos chiyuv is Divrei Kabbalah. That's a strong chiyuv. But once it's pushed off to Friday, it's a din d'rabbanan, like we just saw, because it's not in the daytime of the 15th. So it's a din d'rabbanan. So in that case, they say maybe he should lay it on Shabbos, because that's his real chiyuv. And today he became a bar mitzvah, and he has a chiyuv. What about Gzeira de Rabbah? So they say, well, maybe because he's only a yachid, then he can lay it on Shabbos. Why? Tosfos on today's daf, another discussion, a big discussion. Tosfos on today's daf asks, why if Bris Mila is on Shabbos, is a docha Shabbos? Maybe you should make Gzeira de Rabbah, you might come to carry the knife. You might come to carry the Megillah, the Lulav, you might come to carry the knife. Many answers given. One answer given by some achronim is, you only say Gzeira de Rabbah by a chiyuv of the tzibur. The whole tzibur has to hear this, somebody's going to mess up. But if only a yachid, a couple of individuals, have the chiyuv, like the milo, it's not everybody, it's just the father, the fathers, so then there's no gzeirah d'rabbah, if it's just on yechidim. So maybe here too, if he's the only boy who is chiyuv in Purim today, everybody else had the chiyuv, they're knocked down. That's at Sibur. They had the chiyuv yesterday, Lamaisa. But today, he became Reverend, so he has a chiyuv, so maybe Shalain. Ruba de Ruba v'achronim, assume not. Or assume not. If you look in the Cheshek Shlomo here in the back, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, he suggests that on Daf Hei. He suggests this idea, the Lumdus, of maybe he should lay on Shabbos. But if you look in the others, the Ir HaKodesh HaMikdash, Rav Tukachinsky, in his Sefer on all aspects of Yerushalayim, he says in Chela Gimel, it's in page Shinai and Ches in mine, he says, no way! Once Chazal said you don't lay on Shabbos, you never lay on Shabbos. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a Katan who's only a few Chiyuvim, you don't lay on Shabbos. Pashut Adavar, Shekan, Nidcha, Mitzvah, Legamre. B'yom Shabbos, Kamo B'shofar, V'hadome, V'ein, Me'atzor, L'Hachiv. I don't even have to go into this. You don't have to talk about this. There's no laying on Shabbos. The Shebe Levi, Rav Vosner, also in Chela Kesim and Pegimel, discusses this and says, you don't lay on Shabbos. And the other Achronim, the Kinyan Torah says, and others, he was Yotze yesterday, just like everybody else. It doesn't matter what his chiyuv was, lumdus on Shabbos, that he was Makabi yesterday. We find elsewhere that sometimes if a katan does a mitzvah when he's a katan, it's recognized, even when he becomes a gadol. It's a famous Rambam in the world of Rambams, Hilchos Karban Pesach, where the Rambam says, if a katan took part in Karban Pesach, and then he becomes a bar mitzvah 2 weeks later, does he have to do Pesach Sheni in Iyar? The Rambam says, no. What do you mean? Just like if somebody is anus on Pesach Rishon and he doesn't do it, so he should have to do it, but he does Pesach Sheni. So too, a katan, he was an anus, he wasn't a gadol yet, he didn't have a chiyuv. So why does he have to do Pesach Sheni? So all the achronim say, because there was something. It's recognized. He doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni. So you see, when he's a katan, when he does, his mitzvahs are recognized. That's why achronim say, so too, if he did what he was supposed to do on Friday, he heard the Megillah, even if you want to say Lumdus, the Chiyuv on Shabbos, is not going to switch. And he doesn't, and he shouldn't, but that's the question that's dealt with on this daf. Okay, we'll stop here.